delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
I'm going to ask you, Dana, if you think this is a little bit weird, or maybe you've had this scenario before, because you've been in share houses as well. You're in a share house right now.
Mm-hmm.
I seem to be having like a passive-aggressive fight with my landlady, who's lovely, by the way. Lovely. Like she, first of all, she empties the dishwasher. I don't have to empty the dishwasher. She takes the, she takes the rubbish out. She washes my clothes sometimes and puts them out on the line and then takes them off, folds them and puts them on my bed.
I love how your definition of lovely is doing things for you.
Doing my chores.
My definition of lovely is we chat, my flatmates and I chat at the end of a long day.
Yeah.
And that's lovely.
That does sound lovely. I don't have that with my landlady. I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm thermonuclear. Like, I am always hot. I'm covered in hair.
I thought you were being literal then.
No.
I was like, should I get out of the studio?
I'm always hot. Even in the middle of winter, I sleep with just a pair of underwear on. I'm always hot, especially at night. So when I come home, I turn the air conditioning on in my room, which also air conditions a couple of other rooms, and I also turn my fan on because I think, oh, the fan circulates the cool air from the air conditioning.
That makes sense.
Well, I'm not allowed to have both.
Oh, how do you know?
Well, she hasn't exclusively and specifically said that to me. It's just that I'll go to the kitchen and I'll come back to my room and my fan's turned off and the air conditioning will be on.
I think passive-aggressive behaviour solves nothing.
Sometimes it's the other way around as well. So the air conditioner will be off, but my fan will be on. So I'm clearly not allowed both at the moment.
At the moment, until you gain, like, privileges.
Well, until I maybe start doing my own washing. Maybe that'll earn me the privilege.
Probably. Exposed. In entertainment news, this Aussie icon is in hospital and we don't know why.
I'll tell you when to sit. If you keep... You may now sit down. There you go. We're broken the rule this morning. The ugly ones are in the front row. That's it.
Bert Newton's wife, Patty, posted an Instagram pic online with him all masked up and he said he still has a lot of living to do, so hopefully he's all right. But heading overseas now, actress, model and activist Cara Delevingne has become co-owner in a toy company of the adult variety. She took to Instagram to announce she will join the female-led, femme-focused company in a creative capacity. She also put a mobile number up online where she encouraged clients to get in contact about their products and what you would like to see them create. So now we all have a direct line in with Cara Delevingne.
Wow, okay. That might, considering the product she's spruiking, that may not be a good idea.
I know, that's what I was thinking this morning.
Thanks to the latest in entertainment.
Yesterday afternoon, I took the rest of the afternoon off to just go for a little drive to kind of explore the area, and I ended up going the beautiful winding road down Denman Way and passed up to Sandy Hollow. Ended up in Sandy Hollow and there's a beautiful little pub there. There's a tourist park and a petrol station and then there's also a community hall. And I saw a stand of books in like the alcove of the entranceway, the foyer of the community hall. And it's like a free street library. And I, you know how much I love all that sort of stuff, quirky little
community
spots and things.
And
so I got out and parked the car and I got out and I thought I'd go have a look and see what books they had. And there's heaps of children's books. If you want to go down and check them out, there's heaps of like little children's books and you can like do the book trade where you put one there and you take one with you. And lots of heaps of children's books and like a few really old like medical books and that kind of thing. And then there's this whole section. I don't know if I should be saying this, but...
So, what's the matter? You're all awkward.
There's this whole section of like the bookshelf that was like... I don't know how to put it. They're 50 Shades of Grey-esque sort of books.
They were next to the kids' books.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
And quite graphic visuals on the front of shirtless men sort of, and then you flick them open to a page and it has quite descriptive phrases.
Well, colourful language, I'd imagine.
Very colourful language. Yeah. And I thought, why? Why? I mean, I know they're just old books and you can just pick them up. They're right next to the children's books.
Yeah. So which ones did you pick up?
Oh, I definitely didn't take any home at all.
Oh, sure.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
Jess Rouse from the newsroom joins us in the studio every morning for the Big Three, the biggest three stories you need to know. Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Friday.
How are you?
Oh, it's Friday.
Yeah.
Yay.
You got big plans for the weekend?
No, not really.
No? No, me neither. Apart from my date, of course, on Saturday night.
Oh, yes. The hugest plans right. Any of us have in the studio have.
We're all just invested in that, really. We don't need to do anything else.
Let's talk about the Big Three. Merriwater Willow Tree Road closure. This is happening on Monday.
Yeah, so it's going to be closed all of next week. Of course, the Merriwater Willow Tree Road, quite the controversial road after Upper Hunter Shire Council admitted that they stuffed it up earlier this year by doing the works themselves, and it hasn't worked out, so the road has to be redone. It's going to cost around $5 million to do that. Ooh. So the investigation's happening next week to work out exactly what needs to be done from a geotechnical point of view. So closing the road just makes it easier for it, for the guys to get in there, get it done. So the alternative route is the New England Highway using the Scone to Merriwell Road, which is an extra 44 Ks, but it is what it is.
How inconvenient do you think this is going to be for everybody?
It's a bit frustrating. I mean, a lot of people are used to not using the Merriwater Willow Tree Road, quite frankly. If you're a large vehicle, you simply can't. So, but we've got all the details at our website.
Perfect.
Okay. What's with this Australian Defence Force inquiry?
So this inquiry came out yesterday. It was more of a report and some recommendations rather than an investigation. It's been going on for 4 years, and it found that between 2009 and 2013, there's credible evidence that Special Forces troops committed 39 murders of civilians or prisoners in the Afghanistan war. So the report outlines some really chilling situations that happened over there, including two counts of torture as well. There's 19 current or former soldiers that could face some criminal investigations over what's happened over there. It sounds like some power has gone to commanders' heads, really, and they've allowed this to happen. Fresh soldiers who've gone over there were apparently involved in things like having to kill a prisoner to basically become, you know, a part of the team over there, and that's how
initiation
they did it.
Process.
And yeah, that's exactly right.
Apparently a horrific culture that exists.
It sounds awful. So apparently there is going to be compensation paid to some Afghanistan families over there whose loved ones were involved in this, but certainly not the end of what we're hearing.
Let's talk about the borders. There's some closures and openings. Is that right?
Yeah. So yeah. Victoria's shutting their border with South Australia from midnight as of last night as a part of what's happening in South Australia at the moment. Even though there were no new cases yesterday, there have been 22 connected to that cluster that's going on. Premier Daniel Andrews said the state's border is going to close from midnight last night for 48 hours until a permit system comes into place on the weekend. So while that's happening, our border with Victoria opens up on Monday because it's the 23rd.
It's so bizarre how the tables have turned. It's honestly, like, after I was living in Victoria during the lockdowns and how you're treated as almost a criminal, and now we're free. I mean, I don't live there obviously anymore, but Victorians can move around, and now it's just, and it's difficult for people who live on border towns. I can't imagine if you live across the border and work across the border, it just makes your life a whole lot more complicated.
Exactly.
Your parents going to come up soon? Because they're in Victoria. They're going to bring your stuff up.
Yeah. That's the plan. Yeah. And my little car. So that's going to be fun.
Yeah, excellent. So you get your stuff. So 23rd of November is when the border opens between New South Wales and Victoria.
Yeah, so Monday.
Woo-hoo. Monday. That's your Big Three, the biggest three stories you need to know this morning with Jessica Rouse from the newsroom. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
Presenting the one, the only, Dana. You're finally, after 2 weeks of preparation, you've got your date tomorrow, and I have got as your self-appointed date coach, of course, I've got a final phase for you to go through, a preparation phase.
Okay.
Don't look at me like that. I'm just skeptical.
You've been telling me this morning what you've got planned. You want me to do a practice round of dating?
Yeah, well, I think the way that we can get you the most prepped is to think of some conversation starters and things to talk about. And the best way to do that is to practice.
Yeah.
To do a rehearsal as such. So we're doing this. Power FM's first ever live broadcast practice first day!
What? does it have to be so dramatic?
Because it's a big deal. This is great. This is the first time we've ever done this. We're not putting any pressure on you at all.
What are you talking about? All the pressure is on me. I've told you this before. At a date, no one listens to you at the table. Everyone is going to be listening. What if it's awkward?
It doesn't matter.
I haven't been on a date for like 6 months.
We're going to get all your awkward out of your system now, so tomorrow you will be fine. Yesterday, I put a call out to ladies of the Hunter Valley to call through if you are prepared to live practice First Date Harry. And Chelsea called through. We're going to get her on the phone next. We're going to do this as a Facebook Live. So jump on to 98.1 Power FM if you want to see it all play out next.
Really, I'm more nervous about this than the actual real date.
You're going to be fine. Breathe. Think of some conversation starters. It's going to be huge. Power FM's first ever live broadcast practice.
This is very dramatic.
This is very big. This is the first time we've ever done this. You've got a date tomorrow, Harry, and as the final phase of preparation as your dating coach, I have lined up Chelsea. She called through yesterday when I put a shout out to Ladies of the Hunter for someone to do a live practice first date with you.
Okay, Chelsea's very brave. Hey, Chelsea.
Hey, Harry, how are you going?
Good, good. You sound lovely. I feel at ease just hearing your voice now. I'm not as nervous.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, good.
This is going to be great. We have a few guidelines for this date. It won't be like a regular dinner. So we've lined up some ambience music, some restaurant ambience.
Okay, so we're pretending we're at a restaurant?
We're going to pretend we're at a restaurant. We'll set the scene. You're at a beautiful Italian restaurant. There's a checkered tablecloth on the table. There's a candle between you two and a red rose in the centre of the table.
Sparkling water?
Absolutely.
I like that.
Mm.
Yeah.
You've got 90 seconds. We're going to have ambience and then a clock counting down to the last minute.
It's very stressful.
It's not stressful. It's calming. It's beautiful. Are you ready, Chelsea?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, you can head to 98.1 Power FM on Facebook if you want to catch this on our Facebook Live to check out Harry's facial expressions. It's going to be fine.
Let's enter the restaurant.
Enter the restaurant.
Hey, Chelsea, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Harry?
Good. Oh, I love that perfume. What are you wearing?
Oh, I'm just wearing some nice Chanel.
Oh, lovely. I wear Lynx Africa most of the time.
Oh, well, there you go. Still a nice scent.
It's still a nice scent, exactly. So I was wondering, what do you do for work? What are you doing for work these days?
Well, I'm a beauty therapist at Beauty Co. Musselbrook.
Okay, and what's that like? Do you like it?
Yeah, I love it. It's really great doing what you love, and it's good seeing so many nice people come in through the doors and making them feel beautiful.
Absolutely. What are your hobbies? So, like, what do you get up to when you finish work?
When I finish work, I just go home, play a little bit of the Xbox or something, and then I'll go to bed.
Oh, girl after my own heart. Are you going to get the new Xbox when it comes out?
Yep. Yeah, I will.
What do you play on it?
Harry, I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes, I have. Yeah, why would you ask that question?
Oh, I was just wondering. Hey, Harry.
Yeah.
Do you want kids?
Yeah. Yeah, of course I do. Yeah, like two or three kids down the line. Are these questions important to you?
Yeah. Well, do you have any bad habits?
I suppose I should be honest. Yes, I do. I have a few.
Do you smoke?
Yes, I do.
Would you be willing to give it up just for me?
We're just out of time.
No! Would you be willing to give up smoking for Chelsea?
Chelsea, you sound really sweet. Yes, I would. I would.
You would?
I would, yeah.
Are you serious?
I would. Yeah, I would give up. It's a bad habit. I've got to quit.
Are you saying that if this date goes well on Saturday, you'll give up smoking for this woman?
Well, hold on. I thought you said you wanted me to give it up for Chelsea. Chelsea sounds nice too.
Yeah, but Chelsea is representing your date on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I understand. Yes, Chelsea, good question. Yes, I would.
Oh, well, there you go. That's a very good date.
Okay. Well, then, Chelsea, how he turned his flirt on. I saw it in his eyes. How do you reckon he did?
I reckon he did really, really well. He just needs to just focus on not focusing on the nerves and just focus on the date and have a good time.
Okay, it's good advice. I was a bit nervous then, I won't lie.
So. You did a great job.
Honestly, exhausted. it was very... Chelsea, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to meet you, okay?
That's okay. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for being my practice date this morning.
How do you feel? You're going out to a restaurant tomorrow night, first date in a long time.
Yeah, I'm actually really glad that we did that practice date. I actually feel like that was good advice. I'm just not going to be as nervous for the first date and honest, and obviously I've got to kick some bad habits as well.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.